tattoo the love of Christ on your heart and live for Him. You are welcome to the Church of Christ, no matter what you look like, no matter your past. You might be all by yourself thinking that you don't welcome, that you don't belong anywhere, but you are welcome to the table of the Lord. Hello everyone, I'm Tamara Cahas. There's a band called Crimson Letters that came out with a song called Too Far Down. I would like to share a small clip of Duffy singing and performing a very short version of that song. I sure hope you enjoyed that song. Hey, can you do me a favor and subscribe to my channel and follow me on social media? All right, let's get started. We are going to look at Leviticus 19:28. Do not cut your bodies for the dead, and do not mark on your skin with tattoos. I am the Lord your God. I have read a lot of things regarding this topic, and I really believe that it is one that no one really knows exactly how God feels about it, but one thing is for sure. It was a big practice among the pagan religions. I have read that we are the holy temple of God and that we should not deface it, but I am not sure that that is a very strong argument. It makes out like people who get tattoos are graffiti artists committing a crime, and I'm not a fan of that. It used to be in ancient Greece that tattoos were a form of punishment. Yeah, you see, tattoos would be tattooed on a criminal's faces so that way, should they escape, they could still be caught because people would know that they were criminals. And also, after they were released, they would still be punished. But then, this practice was banned in 330 AD by Emperor Constantine I because he stated that a man's face was made in God's image and that it was a sacrilege to deface it. He suggested that instead it should be on the hands or the calves. However, in 787 AD, the Second Council of Nicaea banned all tattoos as a pagan practice. In 426 BC, slaves were tattooed by ancient Greeks, according to historian Herodotus. It was also used as a punishment to the Thracian women for the dismemberment and decapitation of Orpheus. And in 500 BC, they used tattoos to send secret messages. I will put a link to the website where I got this information in the description. This verse in Leviticus 19 is the only mention of tattoos in the Bible. It is located among many guidelines given to the Israelites to have a good harvest and to show their reverence for God. It is the only verse that mentions tattoos. Now, usually when God has something really important to say, it is repeated throughout the Bible. I really believe that God said this to the Israelites because He wanted them to separate themselves from the world and pagan practices. God is not going to forbid someone from entering the kingdom of God just because they have tattoos. Remember John 3:16? It says, "Whoever believes in Him shall have eternal life." It doesn't say, "Whoever believes in Him shall have eternal life," unless you have tattoos. Then I'm sorry, you're forbidden. Why would God punish someone like that? Why would He be similar to these ancient Greeks? God is not stuck up and snooty. He loves everyone. It's all about the heart of someone. Let's say someone has perfect skin and looks beautiful to the world, and someone else is tattooed all over, and I know that to some, that can still look beautiful. But as you can see, the human perspective looks at the outside, but God looks at the heart. I want to share a quote from a podcast I listen to. It's called A Voice Crying in the Desert.
Listen, contact us. Talk to us. Because see, God doesn't care about your past. He doesn't care about what you look like on the outside. He cares about what's on the inside. And so if you tell us you've got a call to ministry, we're going to look at what's on the inside of you. Do you have a genuine faith? Do you have genuine faith in Jesus?
I will share a link to this podcast in the description. So really, my conclusion is that because tattoos are a worldly practice accepted by many, it is best to not get a tattoo. However, with that being said, if you have one, be at ease. Focus on your relationship with Christ. If you are at a church and they are treating you badly because you have a tattoo, move on and find a different church that doesn't, because that church that's treating you badly is not a God-centered church, it is a man-centered church. Tattoo the love of Christ on your heart and live for Him. You are welcome to the Church of Christ, no matter what you look like, no matter your past. You might be all by yourself thinking that you don't belong anywhere, but you are welcome to the table of the Lord. Come and sit. Jesus has died on the cross for you, no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what your past is, no matter what your race is, Jesus died for you. Confess your sins to Christ. It is so much better for you to come to Christ now. Don't act like you have to clean yourself up and then come to Christ. It might be too late. It might be too late then. Do it now while you can. We can't forecast the future. We have to be ready now for Christ's love. Come to Jesus and embrace His love. Thank you. I want to ask you to subscribe to my channel and follow me on social media. Nurture, not neglect. Coming up next, after these messages.
Emmanuel tells the story of Jesus' life by using all four of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as well as the first chapter of the book of Acts and part of 1 Corinthians. This book follows Jesus' earthly life from the very beginning of the Gospel record through his many trials and his confrontations with the religious leaders of the day. This book is not intended to take the place of the Bible, but it may help you understand the story of Jesus' life better by giving you a more chronological account of it.
When was the last time you took a good look at your website? Are you armed and ready for a cybersecurity threat? Did you write an amazing short story but need illustration? Make all your worries go away with a quick email to Shama Patel, your solution. Visit eveninglightdesigns.com or send an email to shama@eveninglightdesigns.com.
So, I really think that sometimes the church fails people because, like, when they are inviting people to church, you know, they're all come to church and they sit with them and hopefully, and then after they really start coming to the church, they kind of like just let them go. It's like, you know, you adopted somebody and then you just let them go, like, on the street.
and just abandon them. And you can't do that. I did my job. I invited somebody to church and they came. Job's done. Check it off. I have to keep doing things to tell the world, hey, Christianity is awesome, okay? It's not some legalistic thing that, you know, has a lot of rules and you know, do this and do that or you're going to hell. You know, I mean, it's not like that. And that's kind of the world twisting it and making it like, oh, if you're a Christian, then that means you are the kind of person that is going to condemn everybody who's doing something that they don't agree with. And it's not true. And it pains me to death because that is not what Christianity is about. And unfortunately, we have people out there in the world that are kind of giving false advertising about Christianity. It's really an unfortunate thing. And so if you see that, I really ask you, please, please look into Christianity and what it's supposed to be about. Because there's a lot of people who are false advertising Christianity. Christianity is supposed to be about love and about loving others. And there's a lot of people who fall short. So, I mean, nobody's perfect. Everybody's going to make mistakes. So you have to give them a little leeway. But I understand where you come from. But you are loved God by God no matter what you think of yourself, okay? There's a lot of people who, like, really do not like themselves. And if you're in that situation, change it. If you can. I mean, hopefully you can. And if you don't know how, ask me. I might be able to help you, okay? Because I've been through that.